Tanrı bana Layla mihe adam anabasan kehillo bala yehe captain kishamai. A person should use the approach of being an anabasan, not the approach of being a captain. A captain, interesting, is not that the person is going beyond what is your makir, means you're very careful, you're very exacting. So the person of the captain means he's demanding what is proper, the proper respect that the Talmud Chacham should get. So Salanter learned in Shammai that Shammai wasn't, I mean, Shammai was the person that says in Obas, you should make every single person, make every pound of the office. He wasn't this mean person, you know. But he had a sheet that the correct way to deal with, you know, these things was like his Altan Silki Balta. You don't respond to him with you know, the apostle says initially, Altan Silki Balta, that you, when a person acts in a way which is improper, you have to recognize that there was something improper done, and you have to deal with it as such. The Kavod HaTorah, whatever it is, demands that how it has to be done. He wasn't, he could have been the nicest person in the world, but that's how you had to deal with things. That was his understanding. But the Bryce says, the Maisa, it can have negative consequences. Rav Volbel writes in one place, he says that Bizman Azeh, you know, I guess, I think you can make a Kabbal Hermer. He says, nowadays when a Rav is Machban on Kabbalah Torah, people think he's being Machban on Kabbalah Atzmai. So it's not Kedai Machban on Kabbalah Torah anymore because it backfires. It's not Kabbalah Torah anymore. It ends up being an insult to the Torah. The rabbi has a problem. Da, 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 da. So what do you accomplish? But once upon a time, the Rav could have and should have been Machban on Kabbalah Torah. You know, but you have to understand who your constituency is. It's a pretty sad commentary on the society, but that's the reality. Okay, famous Maaser v'Shnei Bnei Adam, Shehim Ruzezeh, they made a bet. Omer Kol Mishayelach V'Yakin Hillel Yitlo Dal Me'ezu. So they said, you know, if he can be successful, get Hillel upset, he gets 400 zoos. So Omer Echem Mehemani Akniteno, I'll get him upset. I said, "Yeah, Reb Shabbos, how you with Reb Shabbos? How you chof of his rosher? Bill Hillel was a bit of little shampooing his hair. Halach of Avraham Pesa Beisoy. He went through past the door of the Hillel's house. Omer Mikan Hillel, Mikan Hillel. So he didn't even call him Nasi; he just called him Hillel. He sat there, so Hillel put on his clothing. The Yotza, he put on his head covering. The Yotza the crossway, and he went out to meet him." What would you like? I have a question. You can ask as many questions as you want. So why were the heads of the Bavliyim? Rashi says that it means that Tupshatim either means that they were not round, or they were oval, or whatever it is, or it means they were, yes, round. So the Mashal says that Hillel understood that he was asking a question of why were they Balei Gaiva? They raise themselves up and they don't understand that because they have a Shiris, but it's a Galgal Achayzer Ba'elam. Moore says that the Shiris is the cycle. You might be rich now, but the Galgal guy is poor, but the saying, I mean, that's, be nice to the guy, people you meet on the way up, because they're going to have to take care of you on the way down. Is that how the saying goes? Something like that. Anyway. So that's what Mashal says, that maybe, you know, Hillel thought that this fellow was asking some deep, you know, remnistic type of question. Amalei Bani, Sheila Gadilla Sha'alta, was a good question. He built up the questions. They don't have expert midwives. So they take the head out, the head comes out in a shape which is misshapen, and that's how it remains. Or they don't know how to shape it afterwards. If you learn like the Marshal, so the answer was that they don't have a pichus to them. They don't have a pichus in their chiyus. He's memorable to them, to him, that allows them to recognize his idea that these things aren't permanent, you shouldn't be a balgaiva. Okay. He went away, waited another time, another hour. It probably doesn't mean a full hour, it means a little bit of time. Because the Omer Mikat Hillel, Mikat Hillel, they started to be the grossi, he was still shampooing his hair. It doesn't make sense, it was like, you know, 3 hours, 2 hours worth of shampooing his hair. Okay. A little while later, Amalei Bini Matam Avakesh, what can I do for you? Amalei Shela Yeshli Elishal, you have a question, Amalei Shal Bini Shal, ask, Neima Ineim Shal Tarmudiyim Terutais. Rashi says that they have weak eyes. Shal says it's referring to Taiva. Taiva is always murmurs in the eyes. You're looking at things and you desire them. Yes. Trutos? Very possible. I have absolutely zero recollection. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Trutos, yeah. Yes, you're right. On the Benisha, the Gadol Shalta, Benisha Dorin, Ben Achelus. So they live amongst the sand, so the sand blows into their eyes, and therefore that's why they have this problem. Rashi says the second shot, it means that they're round.
Is this evolution?
Yeah, we believe in evolution. It's according to Marsha's pshat that so he said because of Chalus, I forgot what he said. He said something to do with Chulin, something to do with the Likud of being Chulin. They make himself very physical. Why are the feet of the people from Afrikim chavis very wide? They're very wide feet. Ruch Gevoya, Ayin Ro, Nefesh Rechava. Okay, so he says, the first one was, the Bablim was, they had the Gassus Ruach. Ruch Gevoya. To meet him, that's referring to the Ayin Ro, they had desire, a lot of desire. Which is, Nefesh Rechava, Lesef, Moment Harbe, Reglaim Rechava. So the regal is what stands a person on his feet. Right? So people they ran after money. Over the Bidish Elegal Shalta Bishadorim Bain Bitse Hamayim. So they live in areas which are boggy. It's not the ground is not so hard because of the large amount of water which is there. So they need to have wider feet to be able to walk on it. That's one Pshat Rashi says. The second Pshat Rashi says is they, because they live in such wet places, they walk barefoot. And walking barefoot causes the feet to... The barefoot causes the feet to spread more than if you're constantly maintaining them inside of a shoe. According to the Mashal says the word betza, bitzei amayim, they run after money, the bitzei amayim, there's a lot of bribery there. They're being meshuchid from the lure of money. Avalo yishele harbe yeshli lishol misyor ni shematiches. So this itself was really like a shtach, you know. I want to ask, but I think you're going to get upset at me. You know, that itself was like insulting. You know, it was like another attempt. You see, after the Yosef, I'm like, Kol Sheol Shiesh Chol Lishol Sheol. I'm like, Ato Hu Hillel, Shekar Nois Chol Nosi Yisrael. So here he goes again. Your Hillel, that they refer to him as a Nosi Yisrael, I don't know like that. You're who knows what, right? But they call you the Nosi Yisrael. Amalei Hain, yes. Amalei Im Atahu, or Yerba Kemoshka Bisra. Amalei Benim, in Nema, there shouldn't be so many of you in the Kla Yisrael. Amalei Bnesha, Vadati Adriotra, Dalime Azuz. Amalei, Hemi Zor Baruchacha, be careful with what you're. Right, so there's a nekuda of ruach, you know, in over here. You're concerned about money, etc. It's not being letting you to think properly. Kedayu hilol shetaber al yoda yidal meizuz b'dal meizuz hilol yakv. It's worth. You should lose 400 zuz, another 400 zuz, and hilol shouldn't end up getting being makbid. So really, it's what happened. A, the 400 zuz he thought to gain, he didn't get. And he'll pay out 400 zuz to the other guy that he lost the bet. So he lost 400 zuz plus 400 zuz. Because his mind, he had it in the bag. I mean, like, nobody's going to withstand this type of this irritation. They made a deal, which means they made a bet. You can hill a klum. Khan Hillel, Blush and Ganai, the Nasi Yisrael. That's not how you talk about the Nasi Yisrael. It's Hillel here. And they might Russian Shah Bablim said Galgalis Biluna Bala Shana Ogul. They're not round. Mishnahrina, Russian Shah Bablim is a Galgal, which means Ogul. They are round. Shutas is rakas, is soft, literally means they have weak eyes. Sturman Khalis, Aruach, Noshus, Nikhlis Vasakhanayam. So they have problems with the wind blowing in their eyes. Magamachim Farish. Shutos Lashon Agulos, which means Beis Meshach Shalahem, that the round and the eye socket is round. Akan Yomer Kain. That's a possible shot over here. Neshadorim Ben Achelus Shina Oisam Hamakim Meshach made them different. Shal Yehesedik Shalaneim Oruch. It shouldn't be slant long. Tishalona like ours, Yachnis Boyakol, you'd get sand in your eyes. But you have a very round socket, there's no place for the sand to catch, or less place for the sand to catch. Chemerlem Shal Afrikim, Chavish La Yitzu Vitze, Man Vashemin, his feet, their feet. Why? They shouldn't sink. So Rashi is saying, his Pshat that he's saying is opposed to something which is actually happening now, and the body is responding to it. Russia made their nature a certain way, so it's not that their eyes are getting weak because of the sand being blown in it. The Russia made their eyes a certain way. It's not that their Russia made the feet wider because they needed wider feet. They walk barefoot. Therefore, their feet spread. Because the shoe holds the regular in place. Hill is Roy that you should not have to go through this. He should not give in. Tan Rabbana. So another maisa about Hillel's anivus. How many Torahs do you have? So you want to understand very clearly there are two parts to the Torah. Why should I trust you? I want to only undertake the Torah Shabbat. So Goraboy Batsio ibn Azifa. Right. So a person undertakes to do only part of the Torah, there's no then Garis. He says, What are you doing? So he was goring him, he responded strongly to him. Well, they say, hello, Gairi. He was from Gairi. Yeah, Mekamer Malay, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. He taught him Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. The Mocher Apikle, the next day he turned it around. And what he called the Aleph the first day, he called the Dalet. Rashi says, or Tashrak. Right? So he referred to Aleph as Tav. That's not what you said yesterday. Apparently you're trusting what I said. The first day was right. So trust me when I say that there's Torah Shabbat. Why do you trust me more on this than trust me on that?
I understand. Why didn't he hold off the
Gaira's
until after this?
I'm assuming that he was able, you know, Rashi says that he knew he'd be able to get him into that situation. It wasn't the person was person said, I don't, he's a kofer and saying it can't be, it's not true. He's just saying, I don't understand it. So he figured that he felt he would be able to deal with it.
I mean, it's you can be Kenadayan to say that nowadays, to say, you know, this person is saying, you know, this mitzvah I don't like. Okay, you know, I'll learn with the guy, he'll come over, you know, and eventually he'll be showing.
I would definitely not allow a Dayan to do that. Yeah. I guess Hill knew what he was doing. So Shumai Shemachu Echad Shabbat Neshama Yom Le Gairin Amanasha Tamadini Kol Tzar Kula Kishin Yom Le Regalachas. I want to stand on one foot. So the belt says that, you know, there are different ways that would support the world. I'm not interested in doing Torah Avodah and Gilus Chasadim. I want one regal. I want a Torah to stand on one foot. So he threw him out. But Amas Abinyan Shabiyadu. He was a constructor, and he had this Amas Abinyan, which was measuring for the purpose of building something. And he pushed him off. So Hashem says, he pushed him off. With Amas, he says, you can't build like that. You can't build something on one foundation, on one foot. So what are you thinking? So Brother from Hillel, Gairah. So he went to Hillel and he was Megair. So what's the Torah culture called that regal? Ach, Amalai Dalach, Sani, Lechavak, Lestavi. Zoi Kol Torah Kula. That which you personally dislike, do not do to your chaver. So Rashi says, Rashi's first chapter is referring to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rashi is your friend. So Kol Torah Kula is built on the fact that the Bari Erlem is here for us and we have to be there for him. We have to follow what he wants. If you don't like being ignored, please do not ignore Kodesh Baruch Hu. You don't like to yell that, do not yell at the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You do not, right? So you have to respect the Kodesh Baruch Hu and everything that he wants you to do. Rashi's first pshat. Read it for Yerusha, the rest of the Torah is just clarifying what those things are. Zil Gemar, go learn. So the one regal is, you got to do everything the Torah, the Bereshim says to do. So that's a Torah. Second part, Rashi says it's referring to the idea of being nice to your chaver, etc. Rashi says roiv mitzvahs are deal with interaction with other people, which is it's really difficult to understand because bizman is that it might be true, but bizman hamikdash kayim there is many mitzvahs deal with the lochos of tum and tahara, kachim, zroyim, chumas and meisters. I mean. You know, you can make an argument that Noshim is Medal Mechavero also. You make an argument in the Sikh is Medal Mechavero. Zeroyim and Moyed and Koshim and Taharis are not Medal Mechavero.
Yeah, I mean, some of the areas has elements that you can construct them, whereas, like with Zeroyim, I mean, you know, they.
Meisters. Okay. Right. Same, you know, you have Hillel's Brachas and you have. The rachos of Shriyas, Klayim, you know, those are not necessarily Bidon Mechaber issues.
The
Isra of Orla, it's a Bikurim.
Brachos is.
The first Shat and Rashi. Can you Kodesh Baruch Hu? I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Okay, yeah. Right, but in terms of the Brachos would be the Rabbanan anyway.
Well, we all don't take the Rabbanans also. Ida Purusha is referring to everything. So, just very, very bekitsa, there's, that was a frame. Kli Yoker in Parshas Vayikra, in the Parshas Kedoshim, it says, famous Pasuk about the Chachamarcha, Kibbe, Zakalad, Valtara. It says, I understand, we had them more in Makkas. I told you this, Shabbat, when I learned Makkas. The Gemara says, "Bocha b'achav b'kinyan halachas is tzadik b'menasa yichya." So all the Torah stands on tzadik b'menasa yichya. The Kibbutz says, "Kol gadol b'Torah is ba'al Torah k'moicha." So he suggests one is like the av for ben olam l'malkum, one is for ben olam l'chaveroi. I found it very difficult because the following Gemara is there were 613. Came on David Malchum. Reduced it to 11, which had Ben Olam HaKhamer and Ben Olam HaMalkum. Then Yeshaya was 6, and then Micha was 3, and then Yeshaya was 2, and then Habakkuk was 1. So the flow is clearly funneling everything Ben Olam HaMalkum and Ben Olam HaKhamer into that 1. So Sabra Masa Yichya, there's a famous, the guy in Rechaim Vital says that it's referring to Bitochen. And Bitochen, Anoch Hashem Elokecha is the theory, that's the ideology, the place where it's practiced lamaisa is in the world of Loisachman. Loisachman, and the person's mind is able to recognize the fact that Baruch Hashem runs the world and everything different, what you have is under with me, etc. That awareness of Loisachman is the practical that encompasses the concept of Anoch Hashem Elokecha in real life. A person lives with the total awareness of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so he's not really interested in, he interacts with Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's not really interested in what other people's acquisitions are, etc. If a person would be sitting if a person would develop a tremendous relationship with, let's imagine there was this tremendous Talmud Chacham, who was tremendous Pikeach, and was also extremely wealthy and wise, and he would, you have this relationship with him, and he takes care of you, he's interested in you, and he focuses on you. So that feeling of connection, security, warmth, etc., fills you that really what's going on in somebody else's life is really not so important to you. It doesn't entice you. It's not relevant. I have enough fulfillment in my own reality. That's the world of Lusachna. So that's Anoch Hashem Elokecha is a reality. Verses, I'm totally here for you. The Ramban in Parshas Vayikra and in Parshas Kedoshim says that the mitzvah of Vahavah Kamecha doesn't mean you have to love the other person as much as you love yourself. That's very hard to legislate. It has to mean you have to want for the person as much as you want for yourself. We shouldn't have kina, he says. It's in the purpose of the mitzvah is to remove the feeling of kina between one person and another. There's Lusachmet. So I think that's the answer to the Kliyakar's Kasha. The Tzadik B'Manasa Yichya is B'tochen is Lusachmet, that the guys are going to make that connection. And the Ramban says that's what Avatar Kamercha is Lusachmet. So it's the same mitzvah. So all of Torah is to create in the person that reality of a Kodesh Baruch Hu being there for him to the point that he doesn't. All the Ben Olam HaKhaveros help maintain that. Ben Olam HaMalkums help maintain that also. They all create a relationship. The relationship results in that I act Ben Olam HaKhaveros in a way which is totally proper, because I have no desire to in any way rob you of anything you deserve, because I have everything I need and I'm totally fulfilled and I have no need unless I'm a kleptomaniac. Why should I want to take yours? But I feel that I don't have what I need, then I look elsewhere to get it. So I just took Rashi, two pshatim and stuck it together, you realize. He says, wow, that sounds cool. Who gets those? Karangola gets those. He says himself, wow, I'm interested in that. Well, if they shamai, Amalai Gareni, Al Manasha Tzimani, Karen Godel, Dach Bahamas Aminion, Shabi Yodai, again, so that's the issue of measuring things out. There's different parts which go into different things. You can't just, the wiring can't decide it wants to be plumbing. Well, the Tzimani Hillel is Gairi. Says, I'm like klum mamidin melech el mishi yodei taksisei malchus leich lemoi taksisei malchus. You can't become a king, a leader, till you know the laws. You have to know how to deal with things. He says, go learn, then we'll come back and we'll talk. Halach Makara, you learn, Kim Shagia, Mazara Karev Yumos. Non Kayan, it was Karev Yumos. Amalei Mikrizeh, Amin Emer, who's referring to? He asked Hillel. He says, Amalei, I feel like David Melch Yisrael. For David Melch Yisrael, Mazara Karev Yumos is referring to that the Melch Yisrael, David and Melch can't go do all the way out of a Kayan. No, so is a gear, Kabacherma about him, made a Kabacherma about himself. My Yisrael, Shinikubanam, and Mokum. Take Abba Shahab, and Makar, the Hem, Beni Bakar Yisrael. Sibalayim is our curvy boss. Gera Kal, Shabab Makla, but Tamilo, he just came in now to Klai Yisrael. Achas Kama Bakama, he's not going to become a Kangal. But the Shammai Armalai Klum, Roya Ni, Leo is Kangal, but like Sibat Terra is our curvy boss. He says, obviously, I couldn't be the Kangal. Terra says, you can't do that. Like, just tell me that. Don't bat me out with the Amos opinion. But the Hillel Amalei, Amos and Hillel, Yenuchel HaBrachos HaRoshcha, Shehi Kraftani, Tachas Kanfei HaShchina. You allowed me to come into amongst the Shchina by approaching it in the right way. The Yomim Nisdavgu, Shloshton, the Mokam Echot. The three different Gerim met each other, and they had the conversation. Amr, they said, Kabduz HaShoshamai, Bikshel HaTredenu Min HaOlam. The kaptonos that Shammai had would have caused us to be turned from Elam Habor. And the Sanusa Shal Hillel, Chevonot Havas Kan Veshkin. See Rashi. Okay. Hasibin Hasifa, Tanya Habor, the Kabbal Dibri Chaveris, Chutz Midavar Echad, Bechin Gera, Bodhi Skar, we keep a love of Dibri Terah, Chutz Midavar Echad, Eim Kabbalus, and Mesetas Berkharis. So he did, he was Makbet. Makbet doesn't mean he was over the Mos. Makbet, he was following the letter of the law. He says, I can't be Megara you like this. Gare, he was Megara. Several Shiar Gileno, the Kabbalah, he'll rely on the fact that he would find a way to get him to do this. But over there, he's refusing something, Shlohaya Kaifer Bater Shabal Pet, this fellow, Elo Shlohaya Maimon, Shayami Piagbura, Velo Huftak Shahar Shiamodel Ismahalam. Hillel felt that he could address that. In other words, we're every gear, we're the mixes kalas, mixes chamoris, mikra din. Now, and you can be megayirim. He doesn't know everything, but we rely on the fact that when he'll get to it, he'll undertake it. So Hillel says, I hope this is the same thing. Assuming in my relationship with him, I could get him to that point without a problem. Nowadays, we try and hedge our bets because it's not Mrs. Kalman's Chamuris is scary because when he finds out about the other ones, we don't feel confident we can say that for sure that he's in there for that. So we try and get him to a point where we're way beyond over the hump, and therefore we can feel confident. So the goal is the confidence. I'm not saying halachic discourse over here. Abek like you're going to Teshrak, Laba like you're Samatim, and I don't say Yedei Shizu Aleph Shizu Beis. Who said it's an Aleph? I say it's a Tof now. If you trust me that this is the Aleph, you should trust me on Tarshah about that. Amos opinion. I mean, the chacham over here is that the Torah, by definition, must rely on the Torah. Tarshah B'Sab is written in such a way that it's impossible without Tarshah about that. That's basically what he told them. There has to be a Masorah, how to understand things. Amos Aminyan Malkol Shul Amos Erech, it was a stick, which was an Amal long.
But why didn't he then, point out something like Tefillin and say, hey, what's this? How are we to understand this?
I think he set him up much better. That's a logical argument. This is an emotional argument to some extent. He got him to the point where he said, what are you doing? He was questioning Hillel. He was saying, the Masorah is not like that. He says, oh, you believe in Masorah? he got him to say it. Makosho Amasorah was an Amal long. You would measure the length of the building. They would arrange it to be a certain amount of length. He would check the length. He would make sure he delivered. I think he had a delivery. He was, so he had to make sure it was the right size. We've all said in the Chavachal, Stavid, the Reach of Reach of Vichal Tazim, Chosim Mishlei, Zei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Al Tavro de Barov, Shrei Olecha, Soni Sheyavro de Parecha, Al de Barecha. You don't like when somebody doesn't listen to you and doesn't say what you say, do the same thing to Kodesh Baruch. He is your Reach. He's your best friend. The Shachrin is Chavir Lecha Mamash, Gern Sela, Geneva, Niuf, Breva Mitzis. Idoch Shadi Ritara, his Pirusha, Tom Mills is explaining this. Hula Das, Lazad of Rasani, what's hated, what's improper. Zil Gemara Batata, go learn. Cypher Malamit Tanak is a Rebbe was teaching. Karen Godel, Tasitim, go learn Tikune Tsarchi Amelech Lafia Kabad. You have to know, you want to be a leader, you got to learn what to do, how to act properly. Shashan Gerim Malola, they met and they said, this is, we're in a good place because of Hillel, we might have lost due to the way Shammai's approach. Okay, we'll hold it here. Maybe tomorrow we'll...